Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1. Ain't no woman like the one I've
got. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 11th, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Shia LaBeouf. His mother was helped along in the delivery by an amazing motivational speaker.
Do it!
Okay!
Just do it!
Okay!
What are you waiting for?
I don't know!
Do it!
Okay!
Do it!
I can't!
Yes, you can!
Shia LaBeouf, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Battling in a battleground state.
I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally.
President Trump trading jabs with the Democratic frontrunner before both men hold events in Iowa.
To listen to Biden and the president today, you would think that we are already down to a two-candidate general election race. Biden's campaign fired the first shot early this morning, releasing an advanced copy of his text in which he said that President Trump posed an existential threat to the United States.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. The House approving a resolution that lets the Judiciary Committee enforce its subpoenas in court. Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn recently defied subpoenas to appear before the panel. Minor losses on Wall Street. The Dow closing down 14 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 each losing about 1 point. This is Fox News.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and once again this year, the catalog covers for Kohl's, JCPenney, and Macy's feature a man in a polo shirt, khaki pants, with a brown belt. Year after year, the image of Dad, a pastel polo shirt, khaki pants, and a brown belt. Get them for your dad this Father's Day. Unless your dad is more like the one black guy in the catalog with a square jaw, dress shirt, and slacks. Happy Father's Day from Kohl's, JCPenney, and Macy's. Celebrating another anniversary of the polo shirt, khaki pants, and brown belt collection.
Big announcement time!
Our call-in for Carrots Contest is Letitia McCord. Letitia McCord, you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477, and you'll be qualified to win a one-carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Newstalk 93.1 and Marguerites. If you haven't registered your name, then you need to visit Newstalk931.com, click on the banner, and register your full name, and then listen out for your name. Every day this week, we're going to be calling names every single hour, and you have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477. The name for this hour is Letitia McCord.
Thank you, Jay Scott. We appreciate it.
Jay Scott.
That's why we call him that. Also with us here in the studio today, with man we call Mr. Right of the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And I will let you introduce the man who's with you today.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. First of all, it's great to be back. You know, we always have so much fun doing this, so I was really excited. And like I told you last week, I thought it would be wonderful if we could bring team members in.
Absolutely.
Once a month when we do these in studios. So I couldn't think of anyone better than my best friend Mike Baranko here. This guy, he has been with me for a long, long time. We've been friends for years and years, business partners in a lot of different business ventures, and certainly one that's dearest to our heart, which is our wealth management business. And so I wanted him to come in first, let everyone get a chance to meet him through the airwaves, through the radio, et cetera, et cetera. And he is sort of, I guess you could say, my better half in this business. So, anyway, Mike Branco.
Mike, good to have you with us.
Thanks, glad to be here. And I'll say first off, I do not have the same radio acumen that Brandt has, but I'll do my best.
This is so easy. And this is Rosie, by the way.
Yes, we met.
Okay, Rosie Brock, who actually was a discovery of the great Larry Stevens.
Wow.
So, many years ago.
We don't need to go there. Although we did kind of last hour. I don't know if you caught any of this. It's something I posted on Facebook, and it was an essay written by a 25-year-old woman who was trying to make sense of what she's hearing from the politicians that are pandering to Generation Z about economic justice and all this. And she was sitting in a cafe looking out the window and realizing that everything I want is a click or a call away. I can have what I want tomorrow if I so choose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about finding food to eat or a comfortable home. And the reason she went through all of this is because she keeps hearing the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world talk about economic injustice.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, of course, is the gateway to the hell known as socialism. And it just boggles my mind. And, of course, this is dumb. The newspapers are going out of business. They're dropping readers like flies. They don't seem to care. They keep pounding the same message, with rare exception. And they're making stars out of morons.
Yeah.
And that's what she is, but a dangerous one.
Extremely dangerous.
So that is on my Facebook page. I urge you to read it. And the question that we kind of kicked around was, and one of our callers also brought it up, did the parents of Generation Z, Gen Z as it's called, did they mess up? Let me go back to something from yesterday, too, because this all at one level or another connects to economics. And this was a survey done on 19 to 25-year-olds. That's the young woman that wrote the incredible piece there. And I got a ton of feedback on this on social media. And I'll find this in a moment.
I see this baseball clip under Eddie.
Hey, there's Caruso, the celebrity doctor. There's the WLS imprint. Where is this Gen Z survey?
Why don't I have a monitor, Greg?
there's a story behind that.
I'm sure there is.
There's a story behind everything.
The they surveyed 19 to 25-year-olds on what they expected in the workplace. And it was laughable, but this is what they really believe they are entitled to. Now, I'm going to find this if it takes me the rest of the show. There's the story on bubbles coming from how black will the royal baby be? Like, does anybody really think about that besides CNN? Here it is, what Gen Z wants at work, and I'll just give you the first couple here. 35% say they would never tolerate being forced to work when they don't want to. Do you know anybody that would hire somebody who would say, don't expect me to work when I don't want to? 34% would never tolerate not being able to use vacation days when they want to. Sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't, but generally the people who have been around the longest get first choice.
Right.
So I've always worked in radio. And one third would never tolerate an employer who gave them no say over their work schedule.
Hello.
Micah, what do you think? I don't think these people would be working for us, do they?
No, they wouldn't make
they
the
wouldn't last very long.
But this, who is instilling this attitude? You can make those kind of demands when you've accomplished something.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I mean, I've been saying this for years and years and years. Whenever, like, coming on the show or whatever, the television stuff we do or speaking or whatever. I mean, it's smart if you think about it. How do you control a population? You give them things. You make them victims. You tell them they're being victimized in a certain way. Like this stuff you're talking about. Convince them. you should be able to work when you want to work. This kind of stuff. And when you do that, and you can control, you segment the population, and you can control them, and you get them relying upon you, then hey, you got power now, right?
Right.
So I think that's a lot of what's going on. But I will say this: these people like AOC and all the others you're talking about. Yeah, she scares us, but it's funny to me. She scares Schumer and Pelosi about as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the interesting
thing. That's the irony in it all.
And they have power. There again, it's like, well, I'm a new employee, and I insist on, working the days I want to work and not having to work days I don't feel like it and blah, blah, blah. Congress is kind of set up on a seniority system, too, where you've had these dinosaurs who have been there forever and accumulated all this power, now being challenged by people who have been in Congress for 6 weeks,
yeah.
And saying, this is the way it's going to be.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's why, and it's funny, as soon as Trump started calling Pelosi Nervous Nancy, she's gotten more than she's ever been before.
No.
And they're busy digging. When are the indictments coming? When is Barr going to release the reservoir dogs on this deep state?
Yeah, well, that whole thing's going to blow up on them. Don't you know? I mean, Trump is, he's already threatened them. Look, I'm about to release all this classified stuff.
Yeah.
He scared the living, out of everyone up there.
Bejeebers.
And he's backed off just a little bit because all he's simply saying in layman's terms is, look, you want to go down this path? Is this what you really want to do? Mm-hmm. Because if you do, here's where it's going. How it's going to end.
Haven't
up.
They learned yet who they're dealing with? That's the staggering part to me is that they just haven't.
Yeah.
And of course, there were something like 133 impeached Trump rallies around the country today. And who takes days off during the week? I guess the Generation Z.
Generation Z was there in force.
Yeah. Bought and paid for by George Soros-related entities, no doubt. Impeach him for what? Now, yesterday, you called today's market action 2AT because we had seen, 1,400-point gain over a 5 or 6 day weekday market period. And yesterday you said, I think it's going to start to go sideways a little bit for a bit. That's exactly what happened today.
Yeah.
Was it a bad day or it just stayed pretty much where it was? That's one reason why you should call this man and make an appointment to sit down and talk to him, 387-0094, and get a plan together for starting to, true the baloney, use a painless amount of money on a weekly basis can add up and become something really big down the line.
No, I agree. And Randy and Tammy with Prattville Farm?
Yeah.
So they were there. They were in our office today. She gave me permission to say this. It was so clever because, we like to hunt. My sons mm-hmm. like to hunt and things like this. So I called Randy last year. I said, I need you to tell me how to plant these green fields. And he goes, Brand, I'll fix you right up. I got everything you need. This mm-hmm. kind of seed, this deal, this fertilizer, whatever. And so Tammy's sitting there today. We're doing a review, and Mike came in too. And she says, this is a great relationship because we tell you how to plant your green fields, and you tell us how to plant our fields so they become green.
That's
great.
That's called reciprocity.
Yes.
Exactly.
I like the way that works out. Yeah, the Burkhalters are awesome people.
Yes, they are.
They're good friends. We are at 4:15. Brad McDonald in the house, and we'll get a little bit deeper into the world. Oh, by the way, it's mandatory on the days that Brandt is in that we play the Milton Friedman Economic Primer. And when we get to that, I'll set it up like I always do because we always have people that have never heard it. But this is the thing that you need to strap the Ocasio-Cortezes and the rest of them down for a minute and say, listen to this. This is how it works, fool.
Yeah. I love it. It's beautiful.
Quarter past four. Down to the traffic dungeon first.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch working our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a lot of traffic around the Maxwell Air Force Base gates. Both Kelly Street and the Air Base gate are pretty busy, and it's the same story around on Congressman Dickinson near the Gunner Annex. Traffic on the boulevard's building up pretty quickly. We see a lot of traffic between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway, so use care in that area. There's also a good bit of congestion around the Troy Highway. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything to slow your ride down. Just be careful. Watch the traffic around you. You're up at a speed limit ride. The 31s look good this afternoon. There are no issues headed into Wetumpka other than a little bit of traffic around the Redland Road traffic light. Let's be careful as we head to the house. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today's the day. If you live in East or North Montgomery, head on over to the polls and cast your vote on who you want to fill the Republican House District 74 seat. And Montgomery Public School System is meeting tonight to talk personnel issues. It starts at 6 in the Central Office Auditorium at 307 South Decatur Street. Plus, according to a Wallet Hub study, Alabama ranks number 46 in the best states to live in, mostly due to low scores in education and health rankings, quality of life, and safety. And finally, Department of Corrections officials made multiple arrests this weekend at two separate facilities. Officials say Saturday, William Toon threw a bag full of cell phones, batteries, and chargers over a wall at Ventress Correctional Facility. And on Sunday, Emily Connell was charged with smuggling meth to an inmate at Esterling Correctional Facility. That same day, officials at Esterling say Teresa Williams attempted to smuggle meth to an inmate as well. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are evolving back into that pretty typical summertime forecast. For tonight, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, but the chances are small. Most towns will stay dry. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms here and there. Should be a warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Then abundant sunshine takes over Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Pretty nice pattern. Saturday's high near 90. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Most towns will stay dry. And then a better chance of scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listen up.
The economy is doing great, so why am I so depressed?
Because great news for the country is also great news for the president.
Yeah.
You need all new Liberol.
Liberol?
Liberol is the once every 4 years pill that treats your left-wing biased anxieties and social justice sadness.
Look, the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. Oh my God.
Liberol also treats nausea.
Give me.
Side effects of Liberol include reaching across the aisle, bipartisan compromise, whatever the opposite of woke is, and constipation.
With Liberol, even though I'm on the left, I'm happy when things go right.
Liberol, be okay, even if America is great again.
It is 420. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely the truth.
423 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Brant McDonald's in the house from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and Brant's friend, partner for many years in the world of money, Mr. Baranko, has joined us today. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I would kind of like to get a little backstory on the two of you. You know, you've been with us on the air with us so many times, but I've never heard the story of little Brant and young Brant and when you started to, because I posted on Facebook Sunday night a copy of a WLS hit parade from June 9th, 1969.
And I saw that.
I remember that day every year because of the song that made it to number one, and it made me happy to see a song I loved hit number one on WLS. But that particular survey, which I used to religiously acquire every Monday and then collected, began a fascination with studying the movement of music on charts, and I started compiling data. This is while I was in high school. Eventually, I had all this stuff that I observed. So I thought, my dad always taught me, don't be afraid to knock on anybody's door. So I called WLS, and I said, I've been studying the hit parade. I've got some interesting things I think you might want to see. Then we'll bring it down. They hired me to do a project that summer. So I started there. I have a copy of my check from them, my first check from them, that I post on Facebook every once in a while. But that's how I got started in this. So I'm kind of looking for a parallel moment in your lives where this became your focus. This is, you know,
the
creation of the firm and so forth, how this all came together.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the quick answer is, you know, I started in 1989, and while I knew for sure I wanted to be in wealth management and did all of that, I'd just gotten out of Auburn. I was 22 years old. I looked like I was about 12, and, but I could talk really deep and try to sound smart, you know. And so these businessmen would say, yeah, okay, that sounds good. Well, come down and see me. I'd go down there. They'd see me and say, no, go out the other way. I'm not dealing with you guys. Look so young. But I had a great early career. You know, after I guess it was around 11 years or so, I decided I really wanted to be independent. I was pretty passionate about the marketplace and the way I thought things should be done and how customers should be treated and all this whole idea of product and service and on and on. And so I launched this independent company. And interestingly, Mike was actually a client. Mike's been a very successful man in his own right, even prior to joining me in the business, and he can speak to it himself and probably do a much more eloquent job than I could. But, you know, he was a CPA and an auditor, and then his wife, who was really entrepreneurial, very talented, she was making clothing for children, and the next thing you know, they're shipping clothes all over the United States of America. And so Mike thought, well, I think I better join my wife here. And so he did, and he was running that company. And we had their 401k plan and all of that. And one day he tells me, hey, I sold the business and trying to figure out what to do next. And I said, I know what you're going to do next. I want you to come work with me. And he said, really? And I said, yes. And because he's just that smart and that bright, and I trust him. And so he went home, thought about it, came back, and the rest is history. So together we've locked arms and shared a similar vision and of what this company could be, and here we are today.
Yeah, so when my wife and I sold the manufacturing company, I kind of had two options. I could either go back to being a CPA, which was a great job, and I loved it, but that's kind of a grind and wasn't really my forte, or I could go make sandwiches at Chappie's Deli, which my family owns and has been involved in forever, and I did not want to do that. Sorry, Dad.
Big Chappie's fan here, by the way, and I love your styrofoam cups.
Big Chappie's fan.
Chappie's is a fantastic place, and my uncle David and cousin Jeff have done a fantastic job after my dad passed down to them. But anyway, so Brant says, hey, why don't you try this? You ought to be good at it. And I said, well, tell me what you do. And he said, well, we talk to people and go meet people, and we help manage their money. And I said, I'll give it a shot. So that was 12, 13 years ago, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, made some fantastic connections, and I love being a part of that firm. We have a fantastic team. Fantastic.
Well, and it's great. Let me just say, because, you know, obviously I was born and raised in Montgomery, so I know a bunch of people here. So some have moved off, but still. And then Mike, you know, the Branco name is so well known around town here, and he was likewise, for the most part, born and raised here, and he knows so many people as well. And so it's been a great fit. And you know, that quickly we can, you know, segue into one of the main reasons I wanted him to come in was because I've been preaching. How many times, Greg, we talk about team. Mm-hmm. And so Mike and I are two members of our team at the company. We have Tina McDowell, we have Lisa Free, we have Austin, we have
Jim Perry,
who heads up all of our 401k plan business, our retirement plan business for companies and small businesses.
Yep.
And Jason Bryant, who you have met and love, and he's with us. He's on our investment committee. You know, every time we meet and discuss our portfolio,
Jason's got that magic. You know, he's got that built-in thing. You know that.
Greg, yeah. Don't go too much. His head will get so big we won't be able to deal with it.
That's right.
It speaks to the
He's
ability of you guys to cultivate talent.
You know, we really, really proud the of the talent that we've assembled. And
the man that owns this radio station, you know why he owns it? You know why he's had an amazing career? Because he has done very well hiring people that can help him grow. You know, nobody's 100%. But he is, I mean, Scott Shannon, who was a legend in New York, Rick put him on Z100 when he was consulting that station. So it really does come down to that. And sometimes people are in a position to grow something because they have a position to do it are too insecure to hire somebody who might shine a little bit too brightly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. we go back to what we were talking about earlier, the Gen Z that has no work ethic and wants this and that. We have a handful of young people that are 30 and below, Jason being one of them, although he might be slightly over 30.
Yeah.
But they're extremely hard workers, conscientious workers.
Yeah.
They're there when we get there, they leave, and they take so much pride in what they do. So it's not a blanket.
Right.
Exactly. And we're in the South, and a lot of these are, let's face it, they have been raised well by their parents.
Yes.
And they're very well educated, and they do understand the work ethic. And that's why we were laughing earlier, because when we interview people, we're looking for that. And if we see any evidence otherwise, an AOC type situation, they're not going to work for us. But I will tell you, no, we're extremely proud of what we have built with the help of our loyal clients who trusted us and continue to trust us every day. And I can tell you, every one of us, when we come in, yeah, we're happy about how we've been blessed, but we're happy to bless others, you know, any way we can. And we put our clients first. And that's why we're proud of our registered investment advisory, the fiduciary concept, which means doing what's always in your client's best interest, no matter what. And we're all salaried. We don't even function on commissions or sales or anything like that. It's a very transparent type business model. And Mike, he's fantastic. I mean, you know, he handles a lot of our business consulting. He deals with small business owners who might have closely held business interests. One day they want to monetize that business. They're, you know, how do I convert that into a retirement income stream? Helping them think through how to run their companies. He's brilliant at that. And so we all have a different, unique talent set, and that's what makes the team so powerful.
Did I ever give you my 747 metaphor for what you do?
I can't remember. I can't recall. I'm not sure.
In the late 80s, years before 9/11, we had done a broadcast from Paris, and Air France was one of the sponsors for this event, and they treated us like royalty, coming and going first class both ways. And on the flight back to Miami, I was invited into the cockpit and got to sit in the co-pilot seat of the 747. And it is an overwhelming and humbling experience to do that, because you look out, you can't even see the end of the damn wing. You know that you are flying something that weighs about 400 tons, and you have almost 400 people aboard that are depending on your skill to get it safely to the ground. The responsibility of that really hit me, and it takes a special person to... I've always said, pilots know they can fly before they take their first lesson. They've got to have that level of confidence that they're going to be able to do it. In the same sense, you are in a position because people trust you with their financial lives. That's a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've always respected your confidence and the effort you make to continually learn. You know, the guy that founded McDonald's, the only old saying he would allow in his office, Ray Kroc, and I didn't see the movie, so I don't know if he was a bad guy or a good guy. A lot of successful people may not be Mr. Nice, but was, when you're green, you'll grow, and when you're ripe, you'll rot. In other words, when you think you know it all, that's when you start to wither and die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always impressed with the way you're constantly looking for new sources of input and expanding your field of contacts.
Okay.
And some of the names that you know are right there at the top now. Kudlow, for example.
Yeah, very fortunate in that. But, you know, that's why when Mike and I get together and we're brainstorming every day, we're always trying to think, how can we make this better?
Mm-hmm.
How can we make this more efficient? How can we deliver even higher quality service to our clients in this team model that we have? And every year we come up with new things that we really think are going to resonate really well with our clients, and that they're going to love it, you know, and they're going to feel that we truly do care about them, because we do. I mean, we understand. It's the life.
I'm so glad I got to attend that one meeting where you invited your clients to where was it? Wind Lakes.
At Wind Lakes, yeah.
Yeah, and I got to see them and watch you and you know, bring them up to speed, because they're very well informed people, you know. Mm-hmm. And I imagine a good many of them listen to your afternoon chats around 5:10 here on the radio station.
They indeed do.
It is 4:35. We got to pause here. Brant McDonald is in the house, and Mike Baranko is with Brant. We're going to meet the team in the months ahead. By the way, this month's Boom is out. Have you read the naughty?
I'm sorry, I haven't. I have been so busy. I'm sorry, man. I will, though. You know I love your articles.
I read
they
it.
They are good, man. They are so funny. They're great.
Rosie read it.
Yes.
That's all?
No. And you read it on the air here, too.
Oh, that's it's right. Funny. I did do that.
Yeah.
No, it's a story. It's another story from the Greg Files. It's just a little on the naughty side.
Yeah.
But Jim Watson published it, so I assume that he was okay with the content.
Yeah.
You're a great writer, Greg.
No, you really are.
Yes,
very gifted.
I tell you that all the time.
Very gifted.
He is.
Well, I've got my setup now to start my darn book, and I just need a little more discipline. Just a little more discipline, and I'll get that thing started. Once I start, I will be, like, literally obsessed and hold up with that thing until I get a completed project. I really did want to have something done in time for the fall, but I don't know.
I can start hounding you.
Nagging works on me. I'm one of those people that, you know, nagging is a very effective motivational technique.
I hate to nag, but I will do so in order to get your book published.
Well, in all seriousness, and I'm not just trying to make you feel good, I'm you know, it's one of those things, you've got to write even a page a day, you know, you really do, because you have a unique life experience, let's face it. I mean,
yes.
Honestly,
yes.
And I'm saying that I hope the right way.
Yes.
Been everywhere, seen everything, experienced life to its fullest, up and down
up
and all
down,
around.
Yeah.
And then the way you tell the story is just so clever. It really is clever.
It is.
And because you can feel the emotion. You really can. You're either going to laugh your butt off or you're going to just cry tears, you know, when he tells these stories. It's you got a great gift, and you need to make that happen.
See, I can't sit on the rest of my laurels because I have two investments. One is named Janelle. The other is Shondor. And Janelle has made me proud. She earned a promotion through the greatest heartbreak in her life, you know, and I said, I will do anything I can to help you transition. Please don't do anything that's self-destructive.
Right.
And she kind of got annoyed with me, which I was glad. I wanted to press that button.
That's right.
No. And then Show just turned 19, and he's already got 2 years in economics under his belt at AUM.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
With awesome grades. So that's where my money goes. I do have a box of coupons under the bed that's save me hundreds of dollars. But and I made millions. You know, that's part of the reason I tell these stories, is because, I did a lot of stupid things, but I also did some things that were pretty good. And I just have to keep working until I'm 90. That's the only, I hope, God, all I ask, please keep my voice from ever sounding old. And give me the physical ability to climb those stairs 80 times a day, and I'll be all right. We'll do okay. Another business locally that's expanded and grown over the years, and we're proud to be part of that for over a decade now, is Lewis Long at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They just expanded their property and showroom space because they're now offering tractor-style mowers in addition to the zero turns that have been popular from Echo, Exmark, Toro, and other great manufacturers. Chad Sasser is the guy there. Now, when you need something, a mower, blower, pressure washer, whatever it is, the professionals choose Lewis Lawn for a very important reason. If they buy something and it needs to be serviced or repaired, because things happen, they need to be able to take it to a place that can fix it and address it immediately, because they can't afford to be down for days at a time waiting for stuff. That's the risk with a box store purchase. They'll give you an 800 number to call and say, good luck. With Lewis Lawn, bring it in, and we'll get it taken care of, because they have a talented team of mechanics behind the scenes. By the way, they've brought to life a few things I had sitting around the shed that had been literally dead for years. So They've got great support for your purchase and nothing but the best when it comes to product lines. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products at Lewis Lawn. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their number is 244-9191. And again, you'll find them in their newly expanded showroom at 1135 Northeastern Bypass at 440. We got traffic and weather together, and then we'll be back. Brent and Mike.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you on your Tuesday afternoon ride home, and we see a couple of accidents that might slow you down. There's a new accident in the 7,000 block of Halcyon Park Drive. That is near Peppertree, so be careful there. We also still see police working the accident on Wears Ferry Road at Burbank, so watch out in that area. If your travels home involve the boulevard, look out around Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. There's a bit of congestion there. Also, it's pretty crowded between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. Traffic on the interstate is still moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you there, and there aren't any issues if you're headed out of town on the 31s. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy product specialists. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
And who doesn't like a call from Randall?
That's right.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And how y'all fellas today?
Yeah, we're doing well.
Good. On discipline, I like Miss Rose. It ain't nagging. It really ain't. If you tell Greg every day, or it's more about holding our friends accountable. And the same thing with Greg. He had all them millions, but he didn't have nobody to hold him accountable until he met Brent. So, I mean, it's accountability in life, and I need more than anybody in the world. But Miss Rose, don't ever think of it nagging. And if it's Miss Lisa Free, if it's the same one that I know from that used to drive trucks and like horses, I really want to call her. I ain't talked to that lady in so long. And if that's, I remember on your team, you right. The team members, the people that hold friends accountable, that make your money make sense, man. And she's a good one. And even if it ain't the same one, I'm sure it's the best in the business. So
I love it. That's
she great. Is good. Yeah. Randall, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
Thank y'all.
Okay, we are at 4:43. We're going to play the Milton Friedman clip. We got Rich's forecast and Fox Business, and then we're
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are evolving back into that pretty typical summertime forecast. For tonight, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, but the chances are small. Most towns will stay dry. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms here and there. Should be a warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Then abundant sunshine takes over Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Pretty nice pattern. Saturday's high near 90. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Most towns will stay dry, and then a better chance of scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street, an earlier rally fizzles with the major averages closing lower and the Dow snapping its six-session winning streak to close down 14 points, the Nasdaq down a fraction, S&P 500 down a point. And shares of Beyond Meat losing some of their sizzle today on Wall Street and tanking, closing down 25% after analysts from J.P. Morgan downgraded the company. Its stock has surged more than 500% from its initial public offering price of $25 back in early May. And Kroger is getting into the CBD business. The country's largest grocer will be selling CBD products in nearly 1,000 stores across 17 states, but they won't sell any CBD-infused groceries just yet. Kroger will sell hemp-derived topical products, including creams, balms, and oils. The grocery chain joins a growing list of national retailers, including Walgreens and CVS, that are starting to stock their shelves with the cannabis compound. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Rebarski.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the person these I
need. Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
June 11th is National German Chocolate Cake Day. And to celebrate, I'm going to put on my lederhosen and bake a delicious German chocolate cake with sauerkraut frosting. Wunderbar!
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Brant McDonald's in the house. I was just listening to a clip off the news, and Mike Barranco, and Rosie, that kind of points to one of the big problems we have in this country right now. Because there, the few that dare to challenge the leadership in Congress have been pointing out that Pelosi and Nadler and all these people are completely singing the opposite tune on impeachment when it comes to Donald Trump, especially when there's really no impeachable offense that's been committed. The Mueller report. What? What did the Mueller report? It's awful. But in the context of that comment, I said, you know, here's the problem. That Nadler and Pelosi and all these old farts, pardon my language, were around during the Clinton impeachment hearings, are still in Congress. That's the problem.
Yep.
It's become a lifetime gig for way too many people. And term limits would be the solution to that.
Yeah, it absolutely
would solve so many ills.
I mentioned this earlier. Can I remember the name of the movie? I know that Liam Neeson played Mark Felt, who was deep throat in the Watergate things. Another piece of history I lived through. And in this movie, there's a scene where they make the point that the CIA and the FBI are forever. Presidents come and go, but we're forever.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's why we have this insanity with the deep state. And I can't wait till this all comes crashing down. I'm just getting, like many other people, a little impatient. People that have been paying attention, people listening to the station, people have listened to Baron Cohen and Dan Morris,
check 1, 2, 3,
and myself whenever possible, know that this whole farce was predicated on a political hit job paid for by Hillary Clinton, that warrants were obtained under the falsehood that this was verified information. That's where Jim Comey's going to do jail time.
Yep.
We're just waiting for the indictments to come. In the meantime, we got to listen to these idiots go on and on and on with impeachment hearings about something that never happened.
That's exactly right. That's the whole point. That is the point. There was no collusion. So how can you obstruct something when there wasn't anything that happened?
Trump has kept himself in check magnificently through this process. But now that the Mueller report's out, he is not holding back. And Bill Barr has to be... This is why they're trying to malign him, because he's going to be the messenger that's going to deliver this bad news. I just wish it would happen soon. How long does it take to get indictments ready? And, oh, God, if they do the perp walk on a pay-per-view, I'll be the first one to shell out the money to watch it. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. In the meantime, is the market now at a new high?
Very close. Very close. Very, very close. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we had that sort of just decaying in the market that continued on. And everyone was sort of down and gloomy and depressed about everything that was going on the heels of the China deal that went awry and all of that.
Yeah.
We've discussed that so many times. But here in the last week and a half, I guess, Mike, it's been, you know, everything's turned around and optimism is everywhere. So that's okay. You would expect that. I mean, and again, volatility is here. That's what we've been witnessing for the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, I will say, and I'm not putting this necessarily at the doorstep of the White House, but from January 1 of 2018 all the way through to today, the S&P 500, the market, is that's what we call the market, up about 3% in 18 months. And we've been around the world to get there. And I think there's a lot to do with that. You remember what I said about this whole trade thing? We've got to do it. I mean, we've got to do it. Everyone, and no one's arguing with Trump, not even anyone on the left. No one on the left wants to argue with him. Because we all know what has been happening with China. Ever since they've been part of the World Trade Organization since 1990, they violated almost every trade agreement that they entered into. All the dumping, all the shell game that they use with various companies and organizations in different countries coming in, products coming in under different country labels and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, the outright theft of technology, as we all know. I mean, this has got to stop. So now's the time to do it. You know, they've been struggling. We have a very strong economy. And I say, don't underestimate this economy. I'm a lot more bullish about it than the average person out there.
Well, we have seen some ups and downs, and you've always delivered the message, don't panic. Because I have friends that are invested in the market. You know one of them. We don't want to mention anybody's names. Who was tearing his hair out last December. And I said, you're going to have some faith here. Trump is going to do what's... This is just a correction.
Yeah.
And I believe the market fell below, what was it, 20, below 22,000 last December, just before Christmas.
That's right.
All of that was clawed back. Then there was a little mini correction a couple of months ago. And then on Friday, look what we've witnessed in the last week. Trump says, I'm going to impose tariffs if Mexico doesn't do A, B, and C. And the shriek and the howl, and this is our friend of the South, and what are you trying to do, and da-da-ba-da-ba. And by the end of the weekend, Mexico agreed to do what he wanted and avoid the tariffs.
Right.
Problem solved.
Behind closed doors, I think the Democrats are tickled pink with what Trump is doing, because they've never had the guts to do it.
Yeah.
We've let the entire world take advantage of us from trade standpoint. Now, we need to help countries that need it, but we've been taken advantage of, and past administrations have let it happen.
Yeah, it's true. And every time, see, Mike and I head up the investment committee. When we meet probably, what, once a week, once every couple of weeks. And we just go round and round. Sometimes there's hand-wringing in the room. We're just, you know, but what we have all the information, all the data we need to make decisions. And so, yes, to your point, Greg, I mean, when they had the little miniature meltdown at the end of 2018, I think we were down for the year around 8.5%. And it takes some guts, you know, to have confidence in what's going on. And that's what kind of, you know, Mike and I look at each other in that meeting and we're like, well, no, we probably need to get a little more aggressive here on this weakness. We need to take advantage of it. So we had some sector plays that we were able to take advantage of. It worked out quite well. We're really proud of those. But I just think that everyone's missing the bigger picture, really. I truly do. I think there are two key things. One, these corporate tax rates, when they came down, that was a much bigger deal than people realize it is. And two, the Democrats, if you notice, Pelosi and Schumer twice have gone into the White House trying to cozy up. They want to ride his coattails. They want to keep the House. And the best way to keep the House is to kind of do deals with Trump. And when they try to act all bravado about it, and like they're in charge, he kicks them out.
Yeah. See, the other thing, too, is they do want to do that. I believe you are absolutely correct on that. But the occasional cortex wing of the party wants them to go in and raise hell.
Because they're fighting two battles. They're fighting the one battle on the right, which is the one they've been so familiar with for so long, which is, Republicans in the White House, we got to do what we can to get them out. And they're fighting this other part of their own party that's trying to hijack them.
And Mike, you made a great point about, and I've said this on the air, and it didn't matter whether it was Obama or Bush or any of the other appeasers we've had. It's always, how can America bend over to accommodate these other countries that still turn around and have an attitude with us?
Well, and it feeds back into what you said a minute ago, and this is one thing that's always frustrated me. I believe it's because Trump is really the first businessman who's run businesses. Mm-hmm. All these other people, Republicans included, which I love some of the Republican presidents and people that we've had, but they're all career politicians.
Yeah.
And so they didn't really have that extra drive that they needed to negotiate and get things done that need to be done.
Let's take this call from Doug, who has a question for you guys. Doug?
I do, but I decided to change my mind while y'all were talking. I'm going to be real quick, but Mr. Barranco, are you the Chappies Daily Barranco family?
I am the Chappies Barranco family, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all are some very you're a very charitable family. There's a another story behind that, but your family has provided free food for prisoners. That's all I'll say about that. Yep. They graduated from my fatherhood program. But anyway, this is a question for both of y'all, and it parlays right into what y'all just said. Trump firmly believes that he can run the government like a business and it can make a profit. And if he gets reelected, what is y'all's realistic, not over-optimistic, what in the world is the stock market and the global economy as far as America taking advantage of the global economy like he is? What is it going to look like, guys, in another 4 years?
All right, we're going to answer that question. I'm sorry to be brief with you, but we have to get to Fox News here because it's almost 5 o'clock, and we have the same problem every time Mr. McDonald shows up in the studio. The minute hand on the clock seems to accelerate like a bit of a propeller. So
we have fun.
So can we benchmark that and come back to it? In about 3 or 4 minutes here, I need to remind folks about another business not too far from yours and right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, and that's Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery.